The following shiur is recorded, edited, and presented to you by Kol HaLashon. We wish you an enjoyable and meaningful time listening.
What do you work? You work in 16, 8, you don't have 45 minutes in a day to learn the daf. Like, I didn't want to boast to him, you know, the whole guy in the book and everything. But like, I just came off Tisha B'Av, before shiurim, I'm on a flight, I barely slept, I have to give another shiur. And you don't have 40 minutes, please. Now, it's not fair because I really enjoy it. But, you know, I thought PK is 40 minutes. He took the Muslim. He promised he's going to come, but...
Punish Layla. No. If I could do it, anybody could do it. Damn that.
It's unreal. Okay. So Bezer Hashem, he's going to come together. Oh, you know what's interesting? That my phone has all my emails. So I guess we're not going to read any emails. I was counting. I printed the emails and I printed a picture of a pitchfork. You know why? Everybody knows what a pitchfork looks like, right? Besides one guy in the room. Yossi Klein, where is he? You know what a pitchfork is? Where are you? No clue, right? That's why I printed it out. Okay, so somebody has to show him in a... You have emails? No. All right. Today, sponsors, Yishkoyach, anonymously, by Kalman of the Five Towns, Lili Nishmas, Rav Menachem Mendelberg, Reb Simcha. Welcome, really, back to the Five Towns. Also, huge welcome to two new members of NDY. Thanks to the new Gemara Initiative, Yossi Klein. Both friends of mine, whom daven with me, Yismach Bish and Woodmere, Henry Ness, and Reb Akiva. L'chvoid, I don't know what it says here, but maybe it says a chasen a chashuv, Reb Zev Gruber, mazel tov on the occasion of his wedding. Oh, yeah, it does say chasen. It says tof nun. Wedding today, Wednesday, 21st of July, Simchas Chasen, 10:30 p.m. at Kinless Gardens, London. Wow. From his chavrusa of many years, Reb Fol Groskov, Yishkoyach, Reb Fol. He hates, Reb Fol hates when I call him Reb. The extended Eisenberger family, L'Refuah Shleimah for Grandpa Mordechai Nissen Ben Reizel, who's on his fourth Machzor Daf Yoimi, exclusive of the many black Gemara learned, and it feels from his many children, grandchildren, great-grandchildren, may he have a speedy recovery, amen. And once again from Chaim, this is the anonymous Chaim, Akars HaToiv to Rebeli, Yishkoyach, Parnas HaChodesh, Michal Ben Mela, in memory of his mother, Dvar Fega Ba Shmuel, and father-in-law, Menachem Mendel Ben Elchanan, and merit to make it to Umar Rosh Hashanah this year. Okay, say amen if you want. Otherwise, I might get emails. What is this? Kalman's email? Wow. Oh, he says he's going to come soon, blah, 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 blah. I'm sparing you the whole thing. Blah, 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 blah. Kol Tov, Kalman of the Five Towns. Shkoya. Great email. All right. If new to the shiur, I read 40 emails from Kalman of the Five Towns. He sponsored 100 shiurim already. Every time it comes with a very long email. So, all right. America's amazing. The bagels are great. The people are great. The shuls are beautiful. Eretz Yisrael is much better. So come to Ramat Beit Shemesh. I'm telling you, it's the way to go. You could ask. Jonathan Austin is in the house, by the way. Also from Eretz Yisrael. He's the one that got me on to meaningful people. Nachi Gordon is in the house. You know how many people, who here saw meaningful people and started this year because of meaningful people? Four people, six people in the crowd, including Nachi Gordon. Wow. Six people in the crowd started learning Daf Yomi because of meaningful people. That's a tremendous chos, Nachi. You should be very proud of yourself. And Jonathan Austin, who put it together. That's just in one room. So, amazing. Okay. Rabbi, we're holding in the middle of a very interesting sugya. If this is not your cup of tea, there's many sugyas in Shas that might not fit exactly how you like it. Some people hate Agadata. I don't know why they do. Some people hate drushes. The word hate is strong. Tuma, Tyre scares them. This is Sugya V'yadais. It's going to be over in 15 lines. You see, there's a Mishnah. Smack in the middle of the page. But we're in the middle of a Sugya. And we are talking about yodos. Yodos is a handle of food, basically. Of anything. It could be a handle of a kli. A handle of a pot. Does it have the halach of the pot? Does this have the halach of the fruit? So we're smack in the middle of a sugya. Rabbi Nashe says that everybody holds, this is grapes, grapes are different. He said yesterday, you can make a distinction of grapes. When you press the grapes, you don't want any of this stuff. This is no good for the grapes. So you actually don't want it. So if you don't want it, it's not part of the, it's not part of the food. If you do want it, then it's part of the food. And if you, if a mace touches this grape, the stem also becomes tummy because you, that's if it's yad. But if you don't want it, then if a mace touches the grape, it does not transfer to the handle. Okay? Here's another handle in case you don't know what it looks like. Cherries are amazing in America. I don't know why. But they're something else. Not to talk about it because, oh, now I'm going to get the guy. Oh, you just spoke Lashon Hara about the Paris of Eretz Yisrael. Okay. Just go ahead, everybody turn around. That's Kalman from the Five Pound. Yishkoyach, Kalman from the Five Towns. Big, big supporter this year. Did a lot, stumim and all sorts of stuff. Okay. So now we're holding, the Gemara says like this. According to Rabbi Nashe, we could say that everybody holds that when it comes to wheat, if you cut wheat for schach, the shaft of the wheat has nothing to do with the kernel, ain't layodos. So then where's the machlokes in wheat? So the Gemara says something very, very interesting. The machlokes is, what happens if somebody cuts the wheat to eat it? And when he cut it to eat it, he wants the entire thing. And then afterwards he says he wants to make schach out of it. So the Gemara wants to say that just thinking in your mind, because I gave a whole speech just a few days ago, that's all in the head. Yiddishkeit is all in the head. The same thing, the same person could go to sleep and be mekayim big mitzvahs by thinking that he's sleeping in order to have koiches to get up for daf yomi, and he gets that much more mitzvah. A person can just lay down in bed and go to sleep, watch a movie and go to sleep. They're both going to sleep. If you have that extra machshava right before you go to sleep, you get that mitzvah. Why not think about it? Same thing with food, eating. Say, I'm eating these grapes to have koiches, whatever. Okay. So this person thought in his head that he wants to use it, the wheat, for food. And then he said, you know what? I have a sukkah. I need to cover my sukkah. So he switched it in his head. Could you switch it in your head? Says Gemara, you can't switch it in your head. You know why? Because once it becomes a kli, then the only way to unswitch it is by taking an action. Now it's too late already to think. Thinking is only good when it's a blank slate. As the Gemara brings, you can make it a kli and decide that this piece of leather, I'm done with it. I wanna sell it. I wanna use it. Okay, so now in my head, it became a kli. Once it became a kli, it's much more difficult to undo that. The only way to undo it is to show that you don't want it. You break it, you cut it, you do something. Okay. So now, we have to understand Rabbanan. That's where we're holding now. How is it that according to Rabbanan, let's see the Gemara inside. Now, like we're five lines down. Maybe this idea that you need to do an action, take an action in order to undo it, that's afkinakli. But you know, this little thing over here, this is not kli, this is insignificant. So sometimes I need it for my food, sometimes I don't need it. So maybe over here it does work to undo something like that in your mind. No, but nah, that can't be. Now we have to understand what the word besasad is. The Gemara, of course, is going to explain. But it says that if you have any handle of food, including this, well, goyren is grain, so he did a besisa. So whatever besisa is, it's tar. Basically, he broke it up. Rabbi Yosi says it's not good. Bishlam the mandomar besasan hitr agudon shapir. So you have a bunch of grain, and you have, it's tied with a string. And he did besisa. So one pshat is, you undo it. Think about it. Did you take any action in the grain? There's no action in the grain. What's the action? In the string. There's no action in the grain. But since you untied it, you show that you don't care anymore about the whole shaft. You don't care. They could be separate. So that's very similar to what? To machshava. It's a very light action. It's an action that's not in the grain itself. So memela, maybe, also if I think about it, that's also enough. So that shapir, it works. Elam adomar, my besasa besasa mamish. He trampled on it. He broke it up. Oh, that's a real action in the grain. Michael Amemar. So how's it over here that according to Chachamim, you could just undo it with your mind? How could I undo Tumah or a Kli with my mind? It's a Kli already. Says Gemara, you're right. You can't undo a Kli with your mind. It's talking about that he actually broke it up. That's what it's talking about. What we learned yesterday, that is Machlekes, that first he made it for food, then he made it for Schach, but he broke it up with his mind, with an action. How could they say that it remains a yad? He broke it. He showed he doesn't want it to be a handle anymore. So why would you say that he took action, he broke it, and he undid the previous machshava? One machshava was, I want this to be a handle. Then he comes and he stampedes it, breaks it apart. So isn't that showing that he doesn't want it to be a handle? So the Gemara, no. The Amak Rabbi Yossi, the Snar, Rabbi Yossi, Metama. Rabbi Yossi says by the yad is Metama. This becomes Tame, it's Metama. If Tumah touches this, it goes into the grapes. I need to eat some of these. Baruch atah Adonai Melech Haolam, Barei Pri Eitz. Rather have those cotton candy grapes. You guys in Eretz Yisrael, they sell cotton candy grapes. They don't look like cotton candy, but it tastes like cotton candy. Amazing stuff. But it's closed. Oh, maybe it's not. But they're not washed, but it's still kedai. Shlomi. It's not 100% cotton candy. It's not bad. So by the way, Shlomi Klein sponsored today's event. So Yishkoyach for all the food. Amazing stuff. Yishkoyach. You know, come here. Shlomi, I have a problem. There's a guy here, his name is Yossi Klein. He's not going to want to come to the program. I need you to grab him and get over here. Goyim needs to see what you look like. Bring him over here. Look at him. He's turning all colors. Get over here, Yossi. Yossi, make a l'chaim with me, knee. Give me a knee. Rabbi said, you're going to have to... It's unbelievable. We're standing with godless. Come, you're Shlomi. You have to come also. Yeah, lift it up. Do the whole. Yossi, I have to come to you. Shum aleichem. Yishkoyach gadol moed. 1,800 people got gemar because of your machshava. You came up with a thought. Unison al gans. Put it together. It's unbelievable, Swissim. Unbelievable. Shlomi, get over here. Where are you going? It's one guy. It's amazing. This is the Yossi Klein that we talk about. Everybody is capable of coming up with ideas to increase Torah in this world. Here's a great example. Shkoyach. Shlomi, get over here.
That's for everything.
This is from Harry. Come on, he asked me to give you a hug.
No, so I want one from you though. Shkoyach. Shlomi Klein, the famous Shlomi Klein we always talk about. That's him. Jonathan, you're next. Alright, now we can learn Torah. Oh, so one of the emails I wanted to read to you comes from a guy by the name of Yochanan who asked me not to mention his name. And he says, I love your shir. I'm going to another shir. I can't stand all the jokes. I need a serious shir. I'm going to search for another shir. So I want to tell him, you don't need a search. Every other shir is just like the one you're describing. If you want a shir that's gishmak, come here and stay. Stick around. Okay. He doesn't like this, and we stop in the middle. Okay, too bad. Says the Gemara like this. We're in the middle of Yodas. That's why we gotta stop a little bit. Take a break. It's not Rabbi Yossi Metama. Rabbi Yossi says these Yodas that we're talking about become Tomei. Hi, my Bishloim Mahasam. Why? Time of the Rabbi Yossi, Chazak, Rabbi Shimon ben Lakish. So the Gemara goes on to explain why exactly, what can you do with these Yodas that you stamped upon? Dorma Rabbi Shimon ben Lakish, Hoyel Uruiz, Lahavchem Be'eser. Esther is a pitchfork. Shlaimi. Yossi, I mean. Pitchfork is like a, it's like for the haystack, you know? It has a handle, it has like four or five big pieces of metal, and you grab the hay, and you flip it, and you toss it. So, if it doesn't have the long shaft to it, it's very difficult to control the kernels. They'll fall right through the fork, what are they called? The tines, he says tongs. I think the tines. What? No, tines. Yeah, in Punish they said tines. We're going to sing that. But over here, we're talking about a sukkah. Why do you need this, the whole shaft of the schach, of the wheat? Chazia is great. When you're removing the schach from the sukkah, so you can grab it by the shaft. It's very difficult to remove all the schach. It's just a bunch of kernels or whatever. Okay. Gufa. So for this, it's kedai to see Rashi four lines down from the wide lines, smack in the middle of the Rashi. I just thought it was cool. Sha'alti is moiri. Says Rashi, ask my Rebbe. The gufa, the mission, the maise, agav, grad, v'shmaite. It's the middle of the sugya, it's aga. Mishayev, let me say gufa. If the Gemara is bringing a Mishnah, the word gufa is weird. It doesn't really belong. Why? When the Gemara brings something from an Amora, you can say gufa. After we're done with the sugya, we say, oh, let's go back to the middle, to the main part that we discussed. Let's explain a little bit about it. But if it's a Mishnah, says Rashi, I never saw the word gufa on a Mishnah. Says Rebbe told him, Amali Rabbi. I'm just saying, because even Rashi had a Rebbe. Even Rashi asked questions, and his Rebbe was smarter than him, or whatever, at the time at least knew this answer and told him. Mishnah, Mishnah, Minat Taharis. It's because this Mishnah is in Taharis. Shemem Shum Gemara Baila. The Mishnah in Taharis doesn't have a Gemara. But for Rosh is Kishar Mishnahis. It doesn't have anything that explains it like a regular Mishnah. That's why this word Gufa does make sense under these circumstances, because it's a Mishnah in Taharis. So anyways, it says like this. Gufa, call you all this, should be Sosim Begayrim. Taharis. All handles of food that you did besisa, and now we're just gonna, we learned this already, so this is really easy, all the way to the Mishnah. Taurus. Rabbi Eliezer Tam. My besasa, what does it mean? You already know what it means, right? Because we learned it. Rabbi Eliezer Tam, besasa mamish, Rabbi Eliezer Tam, hit the ogdon. Rabbi Eliezer Tam says that you trample on it and you break it apart physically. Rabbi Eliezer Tam, hit the ogdon. You don't touch it. All you do is open up the string that's holding it together. Mishnah, Rabbi Eliezer Tam, besasa, hit the ogdon. Hi, Rabbi Eliezer Tam. If you say that you just, all you did, you didn't take action, you didn't break it apart. That's why Rabbi Yossi says it remains common. What's the reason? Okay. Saying word for word that we said before. So Mamish, six lines of freebie. And here we have three lines of Agatata, and then we're going to go into another sugya, a much easier sugya about boards for schach. Why is the davening of a tzaddik like a pitchfork? How do you know it's like a pitchfork? Because Rashi says, it says, Vayetar Hashem, Lenechach, Ishtoi, Kiakorihi. The Torah uses a very interesting lashon by Yitzchok, Vayetar. Vayispalel. What's Vayetar? Vayetar, Kutfilo of a tzaddik, is like a pitchfork. That what? Just like this pitchfork flips the grain from side, from place to place within the Goyren. How do you say Goyren in English? Silo, something like that, okay. So too the davening of a tzaddik could flip. What's going on here? You could change Hashem's mind, says the Gemara. Lemidas achzorius, lemidas rachmanus. Yitzchak wasn't supposed to have children, and he's able to flip HaKadosh Baruch Hu's mind, so to speak. So, we're all tzaddikim, in a way. So we all, the MS, we all really have Marty Dow, Roshon Aleichem. You better get ready. Tomorrow, the shiur in Chicago, you're going to be there. I don't care what time, I don't care. Two thumbs up. Okay, get the boys together. Chicago is the weakest city in the United States, and it's not going to be like that anymore. Terrible. Go there, 3.5 people show up. And Yoel Bergman. Okay, and he's on now, Yoel. Fine. So, V'amikulim tzadikim. Venice, every single one of us has the power to turn and switch HaKadosh Baruch Hu's midah, achzaris, it's unbelievable lashon, achzaris, like he's mean-spirited, into rachmanis. There's a rebbe that used to call every one of his chassidim, tzaddik, new tzaddik, what's going on tzaddik. So one of the chassidim came over and said, Rebbe, you call me a tzaddik? Yeah, I'm a tzaddik. So listen to this, Rebbe. I have a daughter and you have a son. Let's make a shidduch. So the rebbe made a tchak, he said, Yeah, you're a tzaddik. You're a different type of tzaddik. I need this type of tzaddik. Okay, fine. But the bottom line is we're all tzaddikim, and we can all, with the proper tefillah, you can flip it. Says the Heilige Mishnah sponsored, the official Mishnah sponsored by Fishel. Misakachim bin Asarim. Oh. It's a shame I don't have that picture of the pitchfork, because I wanted to show you. My son-in-law is here. Everybody say hello to Mayor Jacobs. He's in the back. Okay. So he printed, maybe I shouldn't have mentioned Zayna. I asked him to print me out this pitchfork, so he comes back with a piece of paper half the size, because that's the typical printer, black and white.
America. This is Eretz Yisrael, my boy say. In America, black and white pitchfork. Shvachamaisis. Anyway. Baruch Hashem, I left it there. Nesarim, you could take a look what a Nesar is. A Nesar is a serious piece of wood. So, according to a Reb Yehuda, that's okay. Misakim and Nesarim to Reb Yehuda. Reb Meir Oyser. Why? Because we're going to see Xeras Tikra. Guess what? In those days, this is what your house looked like. It's not like today that they came up with the invention of tar and shingles and who knows what. It's close to watertight as you could get it. Put it very close, and when it rained, no, little came in. So, it's also to sleep in your house and use it as a sukkah. Why? Because the Torah says, get out of your house, go into the sukkah. But the wood is good for schach, but it's a gzeira, says Reb Meir. Reb Meir Oyser, Notan Oleo Neser Shurochav Arbat Fachim. What if he put one piece that's four tfachim? Halach is Shera. Now, the Gemara is going to qualify this. According to who? Does this go according to Reb Yehuda? Does this go according to Reb Meir? Shera, ubevad shalishin tachtov. So, everything is good. If you've seen the picture in the red, you cannot sleep under the red because that's where the piece of wood is. But the rest of the sukkah is good. Says the Gemara.
Kol halashon.
Of course, we have a shaila here. What's an eser? Mishnah doesn't tell us. So anytime you have a question like that, what's an eser? What's the answer? Machloikis. Amar Rav Machloikis bin Asarim Sheshbem Arba, the Reb Meir Isle Xeras Tikra, Yudah Les Xeras Tikra, Av bin Asarim Sheshbem Bem Arba, Dira called Shera. So according to Rav, this is Machloikis in above four. That Reb Yudah says, I don't care how big this Neser is, it could be 5 feet wide, kosher. So the whole Machloikis is above four. Ushmul Amar Beshein Lem Arba Machloikis, Av Yeshbem Arba, Dira called Pstula, says Shmuel the opposite. From four and up, everybody agrees it's puzzle. Four and below is kosher. Now the Gemara is going to have to deal with Shmuel and Rav, who fits into the braises. By the way, at the end, the Gemara is going to bring a braise that says exactly like Rav, and a braise exactly like Shmuel. So their machlokes is actually based upon Tanaim, and there's no real resolution to this. So again, above four tfachim, which is pretty wide, something like this, Rabbi Yehuda says it's kosher according to Rav, and according to Shmuel, above four tfachim, everybody says it's possible. Now, what's below four tfachim? The Gemara is going to qualify that right now. If below four tfachim is going to mean between three and four tfachim. Why? Because anything below three is ready. Lava, it's fine. As the Gemara, less than three, it's just a regular piece of schach. Bamboo is also less than three tfachim. Alright, probably the Hakikom, this is what he meant. In other words, between four and three, that's the whole shaila according to Shmuel. My time, anything less than three is perfect schach. Although I saw some achrayim say, Shalom Aleichem, Reb Aaron Hirsch, all the way from Lakewood, and Moshe Hirsch. Are you guys related? But you just happened to walk in together. You know, Aaron and Moshe Hirsch, you should come to the front here. We gotta get over here. We gotta talk about you for a second also. In the middle of the sugya. Come to the front. So, my time is coming about many new. Mishloishad ba, from three to, kipligi, mishloishad arba. The whole machloik is from three to four. Ma'asova kivin the lesson of shir mokor and lo gazrinon. Or ma'asova kivin the afkilumatorius lovod gazrinon. Okay? Shalom aleichem remoshersh. This tzaddik over here, without getting paid, works every day for hours on our HaMerkaz. He has close to 1,000 subscribers. That's our newsletter. So you should go after the Moshe Hirsch. Please subscribe. Now, Aaron Hirsch, get over here. All the way from Lakewood.
Yishkoyach, Reb Aaron, for all you do, all your traveling, all your siyumim, all your get-togethers, it's very much appreciated. Yishkoyach, Reb Aaron. Go back to your seat.
Alright.
The next time, come on time. I know you're from Lakewood. What? Oh. Today's shiur was also put together by Dr. Binyamin Schwartz, by Eli Berman, the Shlissa one, Avada. Yochanan Itzkowitz, the famous Yochanan, where is he? Yochanan, Shalom Aleichem. That's right. Yochanan, get over here. Mendy Greenblatt and Remati Grunberg, the famous OU user Remati, he's here in the house also. Everybody's here. It's unbelievable. The Ansem Shpacha came. It's unbelievable. Okay, listen. If you're new to the share, you'll start recognizing these names. OU user and Jonathan Austin, who doesn't want to come to the front. Jonathan, why don't you come to the front for a second? Nah. It's just an opportunity to get to meet everybody. I'm telling you, the mishpacha needs to see who you are. It's a handsome guy like you should come to the front. Right away. Your girls want to see you. I'm like, come, Lou, get over here. Come. Tanan. Before you get it, I'm going to do three lines. Come, Lou, quicker. The oil is waiting. People are on YouTube. They don't know what's going on here. Shalom aleichem. Rabbi, seriously. Here's a guy that made over 100 phone calls to make sure that I get onto meaningful people. He called me 96 and he called Nachi 4 and Yaakov 2. No, it was a whole thing to go and come, and when I'm going, then my flight was canceled. But he had one thing in mind. He wanted more people to join Torah. That's it. That's all he had in mind. It's unbelievable. Another guy with Chachma, and then he got us the Siyum, the place by the Kaisel. So Yishkoyach, Jonathan. Just in case you're not on. Alright. Beseder. Okay. I have no idea what time it is, and they complained that I just saw. They said every time I go to America, the shiurim go longer than normal, and they have minyanim, they have two minyanim. And this is smack in middle. It's a 45 minute slot. So I don't, when do we start? They might have to speed it up, because it's not live, actually. We're doing it for America this time. Okay, Tanan. We learned in the mission. If he puts, here, one piece of wood that's 4 tefachim wide in your sukkah, kosher. Now I forgot to mention, by the way, oh, very, very important piece. How did I forget? Where is a kosher? Rashi explains that it's kosher close to the wall. Because anything within 4 amas of the wall of the sukkah is doifel akuma. So I could put anything within those 4 amas, even a 4 tefach piece of wood. So it says the Gemara, eventually you can't sleep underneath it. According to Shmuel, above 4, everybody holds its puzzle. It makes a lot of sense why you can't sleep underneath it. But according to Rav that says, even more than 4 tefachim, there's a mandoma that says it's kosher, named Rabbi Yehuda. According to Rabbi Yehuda, why can't you sleep underneath it? Says, well, you're right. According to Rabbi Yehuda, you can't. That whole thing goes according to Rabbi Meir only. And according to Rabbi Yehuda, you could sleep under the 4 tefachim board. According to Rabbi Yehuda, there is no limit to how wide the piece of wood could be, according to Rav. Toshma. Shnei Zdinim Mitztarfen. Zdinim. We know that sheets are what? Mekabel Tumah. You cannot make schach out of them. So if you have 2 small sheets, they are mitzdarif. Shnei nesarim ein mitzdarfin. So 2 sheets make a sukkah puzzle, to make the shear of whatever you need to make the sukkah puzzle. And shnei nesarim, 2 pieces of wood, are not mitzdarif. Because like it's 2 pieces of bamboo. 5 pieces of bamboo. They don't create a tzir. You don't combine them and say, oh, I have a giant piece of wood. That's how we do a sukkah. We just turned to Yudal and Bay, sponsored by MD White, the Hillen Group, for all those who need Shiduchim, Refuas, Yeshuas. Please join Tehillim.8mindav.com. By the way, we're only going to try to go like 10 lines down from the bottom, because I hope I'm right. I didn't really have a chance to look, but it looks like a very, very short Tezvav and Bay's, so we'll save some of it for tomorrow. Shnei Nisarim Zdarf. Meir Oimer, Af Nisarim Kizdinim. So Meir is no difference. 2 pieces of wood, Armin Zdarf.
Says the Gemara. We're trying to prove one shita over the other. Is it true that above four tefachim, there's a manda omar that holds that it's kosher? According to Shmuel, what does it mean mitzdarif? Because anything above four, everybody holds his puzzle, my mitzdarif and mitzdarif and larba. You have two pieces of wood that are two tefachim each. You put them right next to each other. What's the difference if it's one large piece of four tefachim or two small pieces of two tefachim? They're mitzdarif. But according to Rav, we have a problem. Hey Chidami, what's the case here? If it's already four, you don't need a tziruf. According to Rav, these are just pieces of wood. Loilam the isbuhu arba. Umay mitzarfin. Listen to this trick. Mitzarfin arba amos minatzad. We are talking about pieces of wood that are four tefachim, but we're not talking about the tziruf that you're thinking. 10 minutes? Okay. We're not talking about the tziruf that you're thinking. We're talking about a different tziruf. Like we mentioned before, four amas off the wall is considered doifen akuma. I could get away with anything on those four amas. So if I put a bunch of pieces of wood that are four tefachim wide, they're all puzzled, and I bring them all the way out off the wall, more than four amas, are they mitzdarif or not? That's the question of the Gemara. Not whether piece smack in the middle of the sukkah is mitzdarif. Because we are talking about four fucking pieces. So that's not the question. The question is from the side. Listen, Achrina. And some want to say it different. They start off with the trick. That what? According to Shmuel, that above four tefachim, everything is possible. My mitzdarif, mitzdarif, and larbavis, and that's sad. Whoa! Get over here! The boy side! Yeshua Aaron Price! Avi! Shalom Aleichem Avi! Everybody, this is Yeshua Aaron Price.
You might have gotten text from him. From now on you can ignore him. Now you know what he looks like, just ignore. This guy got you, by the way. This!
What about the daf? Is this the daf? This is not the daf, Avi. It's not that. Give him some food. Shkoyach Yeshua. Wow, wow, wow. Where's your 8 minute church? Wow. Wow. 2 in the morning, you wake people up? I don't know. Who leaves their phone on? Shum Leichem, what's up? All the way from, ooh. All the guys from Brooklyn over there. Jeez, look who's behind you. Sonny Halawani. Okay. I got your video. I got it. He learns Gemara while he's skateboarding in the skate park. We'll have to show one of these days. You've all the good stuff. Great. So listen to this. The Gemara over here starting over the trick, understanding that we're trying to do a tzira, we're trying to combine pieces of wood to make four amas. To make four tefachim, to make four amas. By the way, just a little trick. Arba usually means amas, and arba usually means tefachim. Arba amas, arba tefachim. Okay, fine. So, Rav says that what? That above four tefachim, according to Rav, that's still good. What do you mean? According to Rav, who cares how many boards you put and how 4 hours from the side? It's just regular tzach. There's no difference between a piece of tzach that's 1 inch and a piece of tzach that's 5 feet wide. It can't be mitzdarif. It can't combine to make a psul in a sukkah. Cut him out, you know, it's regular bamboo sticks. Says Gemara, I did the comment of Remeir mitzdarifin. The lashon is not good. Remeir says it's mitzdarifin is good. Oh, Rabbi, they ain't mitzdarifin. He was just messing around with the lashon, but really it is mitzdarif. What do you mean it's mitzdarif? According to Rabbi, it's kosher. So, ain't mitzdarif is not a good lashon. Ain't mitzdarif means, ain't mitzdarif and kosher mean the same thing. But ain't mitzdarif would mean they don't combine. It's not that they don't combine, it's perfect schach. That, okay, so the lashon is just because Rav Meir used that lashon, he also used that lashon. Tani kibbutz the Rav, Tani kibbutz the Shmuel. Now the Gemara just brings a brisa that is exactly word for word like Rav, and then another brisa that is word for word like Shmuel. Not really fair. Tani kibbutz the Rav. We have a brisa. Sikhov in the sarm shalaris. Somebody used planks of wood, cedar wood. Sheva marba. They don't have four. Tvachim diriyah kol kshera. It's great. Yesh marba. Rav Meir paisel. Rav Yehuda machshir. Over here it says Mefurish, that there's a man Omar called Rabbi Yehuda, who holds that more than four tefachim is kosher. Who says that? Rav. So it's a perfect brisa like Rav. Omar Rabbi Yehuda. comes along Rabbi Yehuda and he adds to that, Maisa b'shasa sakana. It was a terrible time when the Goyim said, no sukkahs. Shinevenu nisarim shoyim our boss. We had a trick. We brought big planks of wood. Goyim are used to nice bamboo and the kindness or whatever it is. When we brought these big planks of wood, they had no clue they're building a sukkah. We put it on our porch and they were planks of wood. Even Goyim know the halacha. And we're making the mitzvah of sukkah. Of course, they didn't say anything, and you could do that, because, let's think about it. Is a piece of wood this big, awesome in a Torah? No. It's Chacham said, they don't want you to sit in a house by mistake, so they said all these pieces of wood are no good. So it's in the Rabbanan. So, that's the famous question. Do you do the Rabbanan when you don't have a choice? You don't have a choice. The Goyim are forcing you. There's no schach available. The only thing they sell in Home Depot, even like this year, right, the prices of wood went up like crazy. 2x4 is $35. It used to be $199. How much is it today? $14, $9. Still crazy stuff, right? So, let's say they don't have any more wood in Home Depot, COVID, whatever. The only thing available is this. Do you use it? But Chacham said it's not good. So Chacham say, Chacham took away the Gzera. When is the Shasakar take away the Gzera? Rabbi says, no, once Rabbanim put in the Gzera, it's Gzera. And the fact that they used it, it shows that there's no limit to the size of Schach. Now, how do you go to the Shmuel? And now I have a perfect price, so I like Shmuel. What does Shmuel say? Anything above 4 Tfachim, everybody agrees is no good. Interesting. Same lashon as the brisa before, says something completely different, opposite. If I take cedar wood that are planks of wood, sheish from arba, and they have 4 Tfachim, they're called psula. According to everybody's puzzle. Ellie, we need another geshmaka picture and a video from this corner right over here. Have your phone. You have to send it to you. I'll save it when you show it. It's unbelievable oil over here. Amen. You know why? Because the guy that makes the coffee is Shlemi Klein, not Yeshua Aaron Price.
You started, Yeshua, you started. Rav Meir Price, I review the Machshir. Listen to this. So end of the story. So it says in the forest that if it's four tfachim, the schach is puzzle. So it says mamash like Shmuel that the whole machlokes is below four, but above four it's puzzle. Okay, fine. I guess I missed all these beautiful charts that I brought from Eretz Yisrael. By the way, Gary Ben Moshe's son came to my house. Unbelievable. Kosh Baruch Hu gave me a great idea. So why am I spending 10-15 minutes a day printing these? I paid Gary's son, and he printed all 500 of these. 550. I saved myself 11 hours. Unbelievable. Gotta delegate. So some of these are a little extra. Fine, let's see what we need here. Pachas Mishalosh. Wow, all of these. Crazy, I forgot we have pictures where boy says, Zdinim down the middle. You wanna see Zdinim? Great. Wow. It just keeps on going. Okay, but here's the important picture that we're talking about right now. Here's a sukkah. Oh yeah, I don't like what he did here. Oh yeah. No, it's good. Fine. The Shitas Raj, I don't like this. This one is the better one. Okay. This is what we're talking about. Ramirez says like this. If you have a sukkah, that's exactly 8 amas wide, 48 tfachim, so what you do is like this. You put a plank of wood in the beginning and a plank of wood at the end. 4 tfachim. This is Remeir who holds that 4 tfachim is 100% no good. Only Rabbi Yehuda, according to Rav, says that 4 tfachim is okay. So, what you do is you put a plank and then you put real schach. A plank, real schach, a plank, real schach. So over here, you're gonna have Doifen Akuma to this wall. Over here, you're gonna have Doifen Akuma to this wall. Doifen Akuma is gonna come out all the way to here. But when you reach the center, you have two pieces of regular schach. Each one is 4 tfachim wide. Together, it's 8 tfachim. How much schach do you need for a real sukkah? 7. So 8 is more than enough. The center is a perfect sukkah. The fact that I have all these planks of wood, it's not the end of the world because it's Doifen Akuma. Let's see it inside. In between each plank of wood is a space of a plank of a wood. And in that space, he puts real schach in there. Okay, fine. End the story. This is a kosher sukkah according to Rameir. Interesting chiddush. It doesn't have to be exactly this size. It doesn't have to be this, this. It's just an idea. You don't really need 8 tefachim. You can get away with 7. Okay.
Here is a very interesting case. Umay Yerila. Shinas and Allah Nesha Shurach Arba Tefachim, Shayra, not this halacha. This we had, basically, that if you put a piece of wood within 4 amas of the wall, Shayra, Vein Shayna Tachtav. Vayashi Tachtav, Layasi De Chavasa, interesting double lashon. Fine. You cannot sleep underneath it. Itmar. I gotta tell you, because Shlomi Klein is in the house here, so I gotta tell you the joke. I didn't ask him just to say this joke. It's a shtach on Lubavitch, but since he's here, he's gonna be Maichumi and Shem of all the Lubavitch. I just thought it was great. Somebody told me this thing. He said, it's mamish and ace. Where's Shlomi? It's mamish and ace that Lubavitches don't sleep in the sukkah. Otherwise, if you're walking Manhattan on sukkahs, they'll be pulling out pajamas on every corner and saying, come to Ryan to sukkah. All right. All right. Imar, hafachan al tideyem. Here you have giant planks of wood. There are 4 tefachim wide, but they're only, let's say, 3 tefachim thick. So he did a trick. He flipped them sideways. They're on the tall side. So the you don't have 4 tefachim anymore. What's the halacha? What do you think? Think for a second. Is this kosher or not? If they were flat, they're puzzle. So I want to go like this. Unflatten them. Now they're standing up. They're not 4 tefachim. Is there something wrong with that? On the one hand, you could say that it's puzzle schach. At the end of the day, it's puzzle schach because it was live as puzzle. So just because you flipped it over, maybe it's like a piece of metal. You can't flip a piece of metal this way, that way. So, we have a machlokes here, of course. Rav Huna Amar Psulo, Rav Chisda, Rav Huna Amar Sheiro. Rav Huna says it's possible. And Rav Chisda, and Rav Huna say, Kosh. Says the Gemara, Iqla, Rav Nachman Sura. Rav Nachman happened to be in Syria. Uli Gabei, Rav Chisda, Rav Huna, they went to visit him. The two who say that it's kosher went to visit Rav Nachman. Omer Lei, Hafachan HaTzidei Mao. What happens when you flip the schach on the side? Omer Lo Psula. He says, Pasul like, not like you guys, but like Rav Huna. Nasu Kishputim Shemateches. And he explains to them, because these pieces of schach are like pieces of metal that are puzzled. It doesn't matter if you flip them or not. Omer Rav Huna. Nothing has changed. What would you tell your friend if the Balai Bar of Nachman said like you? I told you so. Le'am Lachua Armi Kibosi? I told you he's going to say like me. Why do you bother asking him? If you would have explained it to us like he did, we wouldn't have asked him. Did you ask me for a reason? You just asked me halacha. I told you halacha. The bottom line is, it's interesting because I'm pretty sure this woman sent me an email right before I got here. She said she wanted to understand why is it that in a different sugya, it's these people, I'm pretty sure, it's Rav Huna and Rav Huna and Rav Huna Rav Nachman. That Rav Nachman, Rav Nachman was in charge of the sukkah of the Resh Gulusa, and he took them and he put them in the sukkah that had schach hanging down low. She wanted to know, that's not nice to do. And she said, Shlomi Klein's example, she said, I drink chal of Yisrael, my friends have never offered me chal of stam, why would you do that? That was her shaila. The answer, at a different time, not here. Rabbi Isai, thank you so much for joining. Beis Hashem, Yerushalayim Abenuya.
The shiur you've listened to was recorded and edited for you by Kol HaLashon. You're invited to continue listening at any time to all the shiurim and drushos in all topics by all the Rabbanim on Kol HaLashon.